Hello, my name is Ciara Murphy and I'm a medical herbalist. I work in Blackrock, County Dublin, and I'm also a colonic hydrotherapist. So every week I hope to talk to you about herbal medicine and natural healing, naturopathy, and how you can use simple things to improve your health. So simple natural remedies, things that you can get in health food shops, certain foods that you can incorporate into your diet that'll make you feel healthier and do all these things at home. I'm very passionate about herbal medicine. In Ireland, we have a very long tradition of herbal medicine and it dates back to the 8th century. Today, I'm going to talk to you about the colon. So just a little bit about my background. I trained in St. Vincent's University Hospital in Dublin. When I was a student nurse, I remember a little old lady was doubled up in bed, looked really, really sickly and poorly. And the nurse said to me, "We're going to give this lady an enema. She's constipated. Have you seen an enema being given before?" I'd never even heard of one. So she proceeded to explain the treatment to me and we gave the little lady the enema. And being the student nurse, she said, "Yeah, stay here with her and she'll ask to go out to the toilet. Bring her out and let me know how she gets on." So waited there for a short while. So I waited there with the little old lady and shortly afterwards helped her out to the commode and I was just in shock that somebody could have that amount of waste in their colon. So it really, really struck me, especially when I saw her later on that day flying down the corridor with her Zimmer frame. I saw the importance of the colon and how people can be basically weighed down with all this waste. So then I continued my training, worked in St. Vincent's Private Hospital, worked abroad in England and Australia. And it was really through reading kind of more natural health magazines that I came across an article about colon hydrotherapy, colonic irrigation. And I thought to myself, wow, that sounds like an amazing job. And I'm sure not too many people would say that, but for me, it really struck a chord because I saw so many patients who came into hospital who weren't constipated and got constipated when they were in there or their symptoms got worse with constipation. So from reading this article, I did more research and then I decided to train in colon hydrotherapy. So I've been practicing it since 2003 in Blackrock, and I am also a qualified herbalist. So I use both of them to treat people for a range of conditions. So I trained as a medical herbalist in the tradition of master herbalism. I trained for 4 years in the Irish School of Herbal Medicine in County Laois, and I've done over 600 clinical hours, and I've been in private practice as a colonic therapist since 2003 and as a herbalist since 2007. I think it's important to mention that because quite often people think herbalists that we might do a 6-weekend course or something, that our training is long and very comprehensive, which includes a lot of clinical hours spent down in the dispensary treating patients and being supervised. So if you speak to any herbalist, a short while afterwards, we'll all start to talk about the bowel. And the reason being is that it is the most important and most often neglected organ in the body. So what I'm going to talk to you today is about constipation. So what exactly is constipation? As a herbalist, we know the importance of going to the toilet on a regular basis. Constipation is when the bowel becomes blocked and sluggish. And a person is constipated when they have less than one bowel movement a day. And I often see in my clinic people having one bowel movement a week. And for them, that's normal. But as a herbalist, I know that's abnormal. Sometimes people have diarrhea. And strangely enough, that can often be a sign of constipation, that the waste itself will liquefy in order to get out to help the body. So constipation is when you have irregular bowel movements. A normal bowel movement, it should be soft like cow pat. So a constipated one, surprisingly, is a banana shaped one. And that's the one that people always think is the normal bowel movement. Worse than that then is a golf ball bowel movement. And then worse than that again is a pellet shaped one. Spending a lot of time on the toilet, like sitting in there reading a magazine, is a sign you're constipated. Leaving marks on the toilet bowl is a sign that you're also constipated and you have too much mucus in your diet. Obviously, when it comes to odour, you know, no poo smells too good. But if it's particularly offensive, you know, you're constipated. And if you're straining, you're constipated. And also, if you've hemorrhoids, you're constipated. And that's a very modern day problem is hemorrhoids. I would say 9 out of 10 of my patients have got hemorrhoids. The treatment for hemorrhoids really is not the best treatment, is to get your bowels moving, because it's caused by straining and it's caused by constipation. So to talk to you a little bit about what a normal bowel movement is, surprisingly, people are always shocked when I say this to them, but we should have a bowel movement for every meal that we eat. So if you have 3 meals a day, you should go to the toilet at least 3 times a day and sometimes more times. It should be big and soft like cow pat. Now, when I say that to people, they often think, oh gosh, is that not diarrhea? And the difference is that diarrhea is liquid and it's usually accompanied with urgency. So it should be big, thick, soft, and it should break apart in the toilet. It should float ideally, and a good way to remember it is if it sinks, you stink. There should be no marks on the toilet bowl, and there should be a mild odour, but nothing that you would be afraid that your colleagues would walk in afterwards and say, oh my gosh, who was in here beforehand? So it's a really important thing for me to ascertain if somebody comes in to me with insomnia or skin disorders. The first thing that I look at is the health of their colon and how often they're going to the toilet. And that's the first thing that I treat. So, for example, if you've got acne and after doing a consultation, if I feel that it's because your colon is congested, I clean your bowels first and then I'll give you herbs to clean out your skin. There are various causes of constipation, and the main ones are stress. So, you know, kind of being uptight and not letting go, or maybe you're at work and embarrassed to go to the toilet. Another thing is eating too fast, and also drinking at mealtimes. So the thing is, ideally not to drink at mealtimes, to drink maybe 15 minutes or half an hour beforehand and the same afterwards. And the reason being is that drinking water or any fluids dilutes the digestive enzyme, so we don't break down our food properly. And then it's really important as well not to ignore the urge to go to the toilet, because continually doing that, the bowel then becomes constipated and it slows down. And also being uptight, and I know that's easier said than done, but people, you know, who are constipated tend to be a little bit more uptight. So the importance of relaxing, especially around mealtimes, you know, not using your phone and making it an enjoyable and social occasion. Another cause is lack of exercise. So really any type of exercise is good for helping to combat constipation. Anything that gets your body moving. So swimming, walking, horse riding, rowing, anything whatsoever, just get out and move. And then, of course, diet is very important. So what I have found in the past that many people are dehydrated. And to have a good bowel movement, you have to have plenty of moisture in the body. So often people say, oh no, I drink really, really well, you know, I might have 6 glasses of water a day. But then when I question them more, they may be drinking a lot of tea and coffee. And for every cup of tea or coffee that you drink, you need to replace it with 3 glasses of water. So say, for example, if you drank, you know, 1 cup of tea and 2 cups of coffee, so that's 3 cups altogether. So that would be, you would need to drink 9 glasses of water plus your recommended 8 to 10 glasses of water a day to replace that. So the best thing really is to reduce tea and coffee. Often people would say to me, well, the coffee really gets me going in the morning, it gets my bowels moving. That often can be a sign that the coffee is actually, the caffeine is irritating your bowel to make you go. So, hydration is really, really important. In particular, first thing in the morning, I recommend to all my patients to have a large glass of water, aiming for a pint of warm water. So filling the kettle and putting in half cold water, half boiling water, and squeezing the juice of half a lemon in there. And that on its own is fantastic to get your bowels moving, because we wake up in the morning dehydrated. No matter how cold the night is, you know, we have still perspired. So it's a great way to rehydrate the body and to get your bowels moving. Then there are certain foods that are very, very constipating, in particular dairy. It's very mucus forming, and I always include eggs in that. So they're just make the body, and in particular the colon, very sticky. Also, meat and chicken are very, very constipating. There's high protein, high animal fat foods, and white flour products like wraps in particular, I've noticed, are very, very constipating. Pasta, and for some people, bananas can be very constipating. So if you are eating bananas, make sure that they're really ripe so that the skin has got black spots on them, and that tends not to constipate people as much. And for some people, porridge can be constipating. So the only way really to find out if it's constipating you is, if you have porridge every morning, is to cut it out for 2 to 3 weeks and then introduce it. Maybe eat one or two bowls and then you'll find out whether it's constipating you. And speaking of porridge, the best way really to eat your porridge is always to soak it overnight in cold water and then cook it on the stove in the morning. That way it's much, much easier to digest in the body. So things that are good for your diet, to include in your diet to get your bowels moving, obviously, as I've said, plenty of water, and included in that would be herbal teas. And I know some people don't really like herbal teas, and I always say to them, you know, go to your local health shop and try out a few. Some of them are really, really nice, especially certain brands like have a nice blend of teas. So try them, and any tea is really, really good to get your bowels moving. Also, as I said, cutting down tea and coffee, and also alcohol, is quite dehydrating. Lots of fresh fruit and vegetables, which are full of fibre. And in particular, I find that pears are very beneficial. They're so moisturising to the bowels and get your bowels moving really, really well. Nuts and seeds are fantastic. It's important to remember that nuts should always be soaked overnight. So soak them in cold water and give them a little rinse. It makes them much, much easier to digest. And the same with seeds. Soak them, give them a quick rinse off in the morning, and then add them into your meals. Any vegetable is really, really good. And a good habit is having a side salad with your main meal. So a little bit of grated carrot, you know, a little bit of red onion, some greens, anything like that, and a light dressing. Instead of the white flour products, to change over to things like spelt pasta or buckwheat pasta. They're much, much better and less constipating to the bowels. And also rye and spelt breads are very, very good. So then moving on to another really, really important part of the treatment of constipation is herbs. So herbs are fantastic for really, I suppose, feeding the colon. And I use herbs with most of my patients to get their bowels moving better, and in particular in between colonic sessions, to get waste moving quicker through the bowel and having a better volume of a bowel movement. So laxatives, which you can get in the chemist, obviously do work very well, but they work by irritating the colon. And certain herbs do the very same thing. So that's fine to do every so often, but on a long-term basis, it's very, very damaging. Whereas herbs that I would use, and I always use them in a blended formula. So I would maybe put together 6 to 7 different herbs, depending on the person. Like if gas is an issue, I might put in some calmative herbs like fennel or ginger to help expel gas, and then which in turn will allow the bowels to move that little bit better. So herbs are great because they feed and they tone the bowel. And they're strong enough to work on the most constipated bowel and yet gentle enough to use every day. So as I said before, I would use different herbs depending on the person, but I'll just list off a few herbs that I find very, very beneficial. One of them is barberry, and it works on the liver and gallbladder. And that's really important because it helps the bile to move more freely. And bile acts as a very mild laxative. So once you get your liver working better, your bowels in turn will move better too. Cayenne pepper is fantastic. I put a small amount of that into a formula. Cayenne pepper is a very mild laxative again, but it stimulates all the organs and helps rebuild the tissue in the stomach and in the rest of the digestive system. One of the best herbs for constipation is Cascara Sagrada, and it's very strong, so I use it in small amounts, and it's a tonic herb, so it tones the bowel and enhances peristalsis. I'll always put ginger in a formula because ginger is a carminative herb and it helps to release gas, along with fennel, and they just help enhance digestion too. So other things that you can do at home or that you can get in health food shops that are really, really beneficial for your bowels would be, the one thing that I really love are linseeds. And in particular, golden linseeds. So I recommend people take a thing which I call linseed tea. And it's using whole golden linseeds, not the milled ones. So putting 1 to 2 tablespoons of the whole golden linseeds into a mug of boiling water, stirring it as soon as the water mixes because they can kind of stick together, and then stirring it every few minutes and drinking it when it's warm. So you're going to be drinking the seeds and the water. The thing about this drink is you really need to do it every night to get the benefits of it. And I personally find it a really nice drink. So I would have it myself going to bed at night. So that's linseed tea, 1 to 2 tablespoons of whole golden linseeds in a mug of boiling water. Stir it every few minutes and drink it when it's warm. Do it every night and you will have fantastic bowel movements. Another thing, obviously, that are great are prunes, you know, adding them into your breakfast, putting in them into a soy yogurt or something like that. Psyllium husks are one that a lot of people use. It's, I suppose it's not one of my favourite ones. People can feel a little bit bloated with it. Again, it's a mild laxative. You can take it in capsule form or in powder form. And the important thing to remember is to drink plenty of water with it. Another great herb is slippery elm. It comes again in capsules or in powder form. And it's really, really nutritive to the body. And again, a mild laxative. So don't worry, you won't be flying off to the loo after taking it. And you can mix it with water like a gruel and drink it. Or mix it, you know, into a dessert or a soy yogurt, something like that as well. Aloe vera juice is very good, very mild and very nutritious drink to take to help your bowels move. So that's a synopsis, really. It's a strange thing to be talking about bowel movements, but it really is one of the most important things. As I've said before, the cleanliness of the bowel results in all the other organs working much, much better. And if your bowels are congested and blocked and you come to me and you know, you want your liver clean or your kidneys cleaned, if your bowels aren't clean, first of all, you're going to feel an awful lot worse. So all my patients, first thing I do is look at the cleanliness of their bowels. Everything works better with clean bowels. You assimilate nutrients better. So I hope you learned something today. And so next week, I'll be talking to you about cayenne pepper. So cayenne pepper is regarded by the professional herbalist as one of the purest and safest herbs that can be easily purchased in the supermarket or the health food shop. So I'll be giving you tips on how you can use it to improve your health. And if you're interested in finding out more about herbal medicine, my website is called The Irish Herbalist, and I post on a regular basis there, and there's lots of information that you might find beneficial. So thank you very much for listening. Take care. Bye bye.